Chapter 8. A Rescue. In the morning, sunlight shone through the garage windows. It took away the nighttime shadows. The dark lumps and scary bumps turned back into hair tie socks and other ordinary things. Behind the couch wasn't a scary place in the daytime. It was just new. "Discovering new places is what explorers do," Marco Polo thought. After all those times he'd imagined himself as a brave explorer, now he could really be one. "Time to take matters into my own paws," he thought. He looked at Tulip fast asleep. He used his imagination. He'd found the cat's secret cave and her pile of treasure. The cat might chase him, she might grab him in her teeth, but brave explorers are never... Marco Polo stopped. He had been afraid. "But maybe even brave explorers get scared sometimes," he thought. "Maybe they just have to keep trying anyway." That gave Marco Polo a very brave idea. He didn't know if it would work, but as Anne had said, sometimes it's good to take a chance. He would escape, but he wouldn't escape alone.
"Moby, wake up," he whispered. "I have an idea."
Moby yawned.
"What?"
"I'm going to escape," Marco Polo said. "And I can hold on to things with my arms and tail, so I can hold on to you and take you with me."
"I'll see Ben again," Moby grinned, but then he added, "But what about Ranger?"
"I'm too heavy," Ranger said, turning around to face them. Marco Polo knew Ranger was right. Moby was little and easy to hold, but he never held on to Ranger for more than a few seconds. The wire in his arms wasn't strong enough.
"Go on. I'll be fine without you two," Ranger said. "In fact, I'll be great. It will be quiet again, just like it was before you came."
Ranger's voice cracked a little, though.
"Good luck, Moby. I hope Ben still remembers you."
"Me too,"
Moby said.
"I wish we could tell Ben where to find you, Ranger."
That gave Marco Polo another brave idea. Maybe he couldn't bring Ranger to the children, but could he bring the children here? Marco Polo looped hair ties and milk jug rings onto one arm.
"What are those for?"
Moby whispered.
"A trail,"
Marco Polo whispered back. He put his other arm around Moby. Then he looked at the sleeping cat.
"Here comes the hard part," he thought.
Marco Polo had used his tail to dangle from fingers, coat hooks, table edges, and bookshelves, but never from a cat's tail.